Unit 14. Regardless of how fast computers become, there's no such thing as fast enough. Regardless of how fast computers become, there's no such thing as fast enough. Unfortunately, the classical computers we currently use are reaching their technological limits. Unfortunately, the classical computers we currently use are reaching their technological limits. Over the last few decades, advances have allowed us to shrink transistors so millions can be placed on a single chip. Over the last few decades, advances have allowed us to shrink transistors so millions can be placed on a single chip. Indeed, an entirely new kind of computer must be designed, based on quantum mechanics. Indeed, an entirely new kind of computer must be designed, based on quantum mechanics. This ability lets a qubit perform multiple operations simultaneously. This ability lets a qubit perform multiple operations simultaneously. Through most of the 20th century, a majority of work in the field was theoretical. Through most of the 20th century, a majority of work in the field was theoretical. Such a machine would be more powerful than today's fastest supercomputers. Such a machine would be more powerful than today's fastest supercomputers. They'll be ideal for searching through large databases. They'll be ideal for searching through large databases. The good news is, not only are quantum computers superb code crackers, but they can also be used for an entirely new kind of security system. The good news is, not only are quantum computers superb code crackers, but they can also be used for an entirely new kind of security system. Though a 1,000-qubit computer may be decades away, building one is an important goal, which could yield amazing rewards. Though a 1,000-qubit computer may be decades away, building one is an important goal, which could yield amazing rewards.